Hey there. So glad to see you're back. I was worried that I'd scared you off from the last session. Like always, please, please take a seat anywhere you're comfortable. How are you feeling? Tell me more about that. It's okay to be a little anxious before coming to therapy. It's a big thing for a lot of people. I think it's really brave of you to continue to show up, even when you aren't feeling your best. It's important, and I appreciate you trusting me to be the person to help you to do this work. Should we continue where we left off? Great. So last time we talked a little bit about some of your anxiety around dating and finding someone who accepts you for yourself. Is that still accurate? And if I remember correctly, you're exploring these feelings by indulging in what you call yandere content? Did I get that right? So, what about a crazy devoted woman who will violate every boundary you have and stop at nothing to love you appeals to you? So now, please correct me if I'm off base here. It sounds like you feel like the only way you can feel or imagine yourself being loved is by a fictional character who looks past all your flaws and loves you regardless. Is that correct? You know, there are plenty of women in real life, smart, educated, attractive women who could love you like that, especially someone as sweet as you. Why does that make you uncomfortable? Does someone acknowledging your value to you directly make you uncomfortable? Why is it so hard to believe? Doesn't that sound a bit like a self-fulfilling prophecy? You won't accept love or kindness being given to you, and yet you worry and fixate on finding someone who will love you like that. Does that sound like a productive cycle of thinking? I agree. But I don't believe it is. You're very intuitive, you know. Such a smart boy. Let's continue to explore this. What else about this trope do you find so alluring? The loyalty. Is that something you often worry about? Being betrayed, particularly by someone you're close to? Oh, I see. Yes, that would make sense. If I experienced something like that, I would probably feel similar. It sounds like trust is a very important aspect of a relationship to you. Sort of like the trust between a therapist and a client, right? You know, everything you tell me is completely private and confidential. If you think about it, I'm probably the most loyal person in your entire life. That feels nice, doesn't it? Knowing you can trust me completely, and that I'd never betray you. So, what other elements of a, yandere appeals to you? Is it sexual at all? Interesting. So you like the idea of a woman violating your boundaries sexually, because she has to have you. Let's explore that. What about that appeals to you? So the concept of someone wanting you so badly, not just romantically, but it's also sexually, that they would actually rape you, is sexually arousing to you. definitely something I'm, we're going to explore later. So I'd like to touch on something here. It sounds to me like you enjoy exploring this fantasy because you feel like this sort of person can only truly exist in your head. That for someone who is obsessed, devoted, and sexually enthralled with you can only exist within your head and not outside of it. Does this sound right to you, sweetheart? Good. I'm glad. Because I want to be the first one to tell you and look directly into your eyes when I say it, that you deserve all these things. You deserve someone who is overjoyed being with you. Someone who would never betray or abuse your trust. And someone who wants to ride you until the sun rises. You deserve me. No. You heard me correctly. You deserve me. I'm the woman you've been waiting for. I'm everything you've dreamed of. Right here. Darling, this isn't a breach of trust. This is the ultimate version of it. I know everything about you. Your fears, your desires, your kinks, your traumatic past, and regardless, I'm still sitting here madly in love with you. How could I not fall in love with someone as wonderful as you? When did it happen? Oh, after our first session. There was just something about you. Something different. I've always maintained a very professional relationship with all my patients, but something about you changed that. You became the immediate exception. You became my everything in just a matter of weeks. You became my purpose. I had to have you, but that was going to take time. We needed to get to know each other first. And look at us now. You don't feel safe. You feel violated. This is immoral. Oh, please. You just got done telling me about how you masturbate to the idea of a woman raping you while holding a knife to you. If anything, this makes our dynamic hotter. You like a power imbalance, don't you? My sad little puppy. Sit back down now! You're not going anywhere! I have you for 40 more minutes, and this therapy session may just have to go over. I'm cancelling the rest of my appointments for the day.
William, yes. Please cancel the rest of today's sessions. My client is having a mental health crisis. No, I can handle it. No need to panic. Yes. No. You can go home as well after. Yeah, reschedule them. Great. Thank you. And have a good day. Bye.
Look what I did. All for you. Do you want to know why? Because you're my priority. My special, little, sad puppy. Who else in your life can you confidently say has ever made you feel a priority? Your parents? Your friends? Oh, please. You're always an afterthought to them, and you know it. Remember all those sessions we spent talking about them? How you told me they never seemed truly excited to be with you? Well, look at what you have now. Someone who can't get enough of you. Someone who is dying to touch you. Someone who would do anything for you. Are you really going to throw that away? Shh, it's okay. It's okay. You cry if you need to. Crying is healthy. Yes, let it out. It sounds like you're possibly having what we call an anxiety attack. Which makes sense, baby. These are a lot of big emotions. Meeting the woman of your dreams can be a lot. So here, I'm going to give you this big glass of water with some anti-anxiety medication in it. It's going to calm you down so we can have a more productive session. Here you go. Drink. Be a good boy and drink it for me. You want to get better, don't you? You want to stop feeling these big feelings. Okay then. Drink the water. There you go. Keep going. Yes, good boy. Finish every last drop. You should feel better very soon. That's my good boy. I'm so proud of you. Learning when to accept help is hard. I'm proud of you for practicing self-care and hydrating yourself and using one of your mental health tools to calm your nerves. Yes. Medication is just another tool for taking care of ourselves. You're such a good boy. Yes. The medication is a bit intense. You might feel a bit loopy and find it difficult to coordinate your movements. However, you should still have all your senses, and it does not create any type of erectile dysfunction, which is going to be important for the next portion of our session. Oh, you don't like where this is going? Growth is hard, baby, much like what's going to happen to your cock very soon. Oh, you're so cute when you try to activate a flight response. No, darling. What we're going to do today is something called immersion therapy. It's a type of CBT. No, silly. Not cock and ball torture. It means cognitive behavioural therapy. Anyway, it's a method of facing the very thing you fear, or that ails you, and overcoming it by realising it's not actually a threat. So, as we discussed earlier, you don't feel you're worthy of love, so we're going to expose you to lots of it, starting with some kisses. Wow, your lips are so soft and... Your tongue feels so good on mine. Wow. Doesn't this feel good to be touched like this? You deserve this, baby. Every single kiss. Shh. Shh. Don't try to fight it. The drug impairs most of your motor functions. You can barely even make a fist right now. Don't try to stop me. This is necessary treatment for sad little puppies like you. Now, kissing is nice, but there's so many more ways for me to show you what real love is. And I'm going to start by shoving this cock down my throat. I know you've always wanted to find a woman who was more sexually adventurous. Your ex wasn't very into your kinks, was she? Well, I'm going to use your cock to fuck my throat and show you what real love and sexual chemistry is. Brace yourself, baby. Mm. Your cock feels so good to slam it against the back of my throat. It's a shame to have to stop because you're so close to coming, but we need to stop for our next part of the session. Part of learning to accept love is also learning that it's okay to give love. So, let's get you off this chair and onto the floor. I'm going to show you that it's safe to give love. Now, I'm going to pull down my panties and lift up this skirt, and I want you to show my pussy just how you give it love. Understand, puppy? Now show me some love, puppy. Yes. Good boy. Not so fast. Don't attack my clit. Soft. Slow. Yes. Just like that. Be tender with me. Show me how you love. Slower. Who's a good fucking puppy? It's you, isn't it? Yes. That's perfect, baby. Keep that rhythm. Don't stop. Hold it there. Yes. Yes. Oh, I'm gonna go. Oh, I'm gonna come. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Fuck yes. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Progress. It seems like you're better at showing love than I thought. You needed some coaching, but you were so receptive. Come here. It makes me so happy when my patients are receptive to feedback and have a growth mindset. Now, for our final part of the session today, I want you to practice a healthy method of releasing some of your anxiety and tension through physical exertion and letting go. So I'm going to shove that fat cock deep into my pussy and ride you until you come hard inside me. I want every single drop to fill me up. Condom. No, I don't believe that would be beneficial to your treatment. I think taking risks is important when experiencing growth, and this method may also lead to long-term commitment, which we know you've had issues in the past with following through with things. So no, condoms. yes. Don't struggle, puppy. Just let your instincts take over. You know you want to be loved. So just let me show you how much love you deserve. Yeah.
puppy. Yeah. You're a good fucking little puppy. And I'll never stop fucking telling you that. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I fucking hate you, puppy. No. Is that too mean? Oh, you're a good fucking boy for taking this for me. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I can feel you. You're getting bigger. Please, baby, come inside me. Give me all your love. Look into my eyes. I want you staring into them when you come. Don't blink. Keep staring. This is the face of a woman who loves you, who accepts you. Every part of you. It's okay. It's okay. Baby, let it out. Come for me. Oh, fuck yes, you're coming. I can feel it. Yes, good boy. Fill me up. Give me all your love. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. You're mine. Oh, wow, baby. You were really holding on to that for a long time, weren't you? God, I can't imagine living so pent up like that for so long. My poor, sad little puppy. Oh, sweetheart, you're crying. Shh. Like I said, you're safe. You're so safe. It's okay to cry. That doesn't make you any less. You're so strong, baby. You're so, so strong. Just let it out. You're safe. Shh. You're safe. Your eyes are looking a little heavy, baby. It's okay. Oh. Shh. Just let them close. You're safe, baby. I'm going to take care of you. You'll never need to go into worry again. You're safe.